Okay, so I was telling this to Perry last night, and he said, you got to tell everyone this. So just a quick success story before we begin. One of the things that came out of my foreman, which was June last year, so a little over 12 months ago, one of the things we talked about was getting me out of the business. Prior to that, the business was basically me. I had a few part-time employees and outsourced a few things, but essentially, you know, I was the business, so nothing really got done unless I was there every day. I identified a few things that I needed to sort of get off my plate and outsource. One of those things was our warehousing and fulfillment, which we did all in-house. I have a factory in Australia where we warehouse and store product and ship out from. So I went about the process of outsourcing that, which actually took 12 months to do because we had a lot of product and we couldn't just get rid of it. So, you know, I had thousands of books and DVDs and posters and all that sort of stuff. So as we ran out of certain things, I started getting them produced over here and shipped out from here. Which, like I said, took a year to do. It was only at last round table in May that I sort of finally got rid of all that stuff. Hired an assistant, which took a lot longer than I anticipated. Actually, I started looking for an assistant back in January. It took 5 assistants and 6 months to find someone who actually did a good job. So she's been with me for about 4 months now. She's really great. And just to go at that pricing thing you were talking about, I started her on $10 an hour. I said for the first month you work at $10 an hour. If everything works out, then for the second and third month I'll put you on $12 an hour. And at the end of 3 months, if I'm happy and you're happy, we'll negotiate a price anyway. That was 3 months, was just a couple of weeks ago. So we negotiated to $15 an hour, which I was quite happy to pay her for because she's just taken so much work off my plate and sort of got rid of a lot of things that I was doing. So I was more than happy to pay her $15 an hour. I'd probably be happy to pay her more. And, you know, if she's around in another 6 or 12 months, then I might actually consider doing that. And then some marketing stuff. I was doing all of my AdWords stuff myself. So after last round table, I outsourced that to an AdWords consultancy company that has taken over that for me. So the end of the story is, last time I spoke with Perry, which was sort of mid to late August, I was going away on a holiday. I had 2 weeks away with my family, which was the first break I'd had in over 10 years. Last holiday before that was in 2000. So the longest break I was ever able to take was coming over here to Roundtable, and that was literally like flying in, you know, having a couple of days in Roundtable and then flying back home. And every time I get home, there was like, you know, I had to catch up on so much work. It'd take me a week to sort of catch up on stuff. So anyway, I had a 2-week vacation with my family, probably worked about an hour and a half over those whole 2 weeks. Come home from being away for 2 weeks, went into work. The day after I got home, expected to be in there all day, you know, doing stuff. I was done in an hour and a half. I come back home, watch movies for the rest of the day. And that was the middle of September. So I decided I'll have until Roundtable off. So I've been on holidays from mid to late August till now. Actually having 2 weeks over here this time, so going to go do some sightseeing after Roundtable, and then another conference in a couple of weeks. So, and then when I go home, I'll think about getting into work. So, it's that's my little success story. So.